There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
On this version of America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. The big news is there is no mystery surrounding that plane that disappeared on Sunday. I mean, the mystery is how it ended up in the bottom of the sea. However, they're finding pieces of the wreckage of Air Asia Flight 8501. They spotted it on sonar, that flotsam or pieces they saw for once. It really turned out to be pieces of the flight. The search crews found bodies, six of them. Family's pretty upset. They were actually showing the bodies on TV. And here we go with the You know, a lot of times the names aren't released to people because they'll say, well, we got to notify the next of kin. But in the world we live in now, instantaneous boom, video everywhere. Video was on the bodies, and some families actually thought they were seeing their loved one floating in the sea as they were pulling some of the bodies up. And they're still looking for more people, more pieces of the plane, all that kind of stuff. And, of course, the ever-important black boxes. Every time a plane goes down, what is the first thing you hear? Well, we'll know more when we get the black boxes. Most aviation experts, pilots, etc., and the like, say that, yes, there was bad weather, and the pilot requested to climb higher and did, and then, boom, they were off the radar, but that it had to be more than the weather. It had to be more than that. Of course, this is a guessing game at this point, and there may be more specifics, hopefully, that they'll be able to piece together with the black boxes, because that could help determine what went wrong on this flight. Losing contact with air traffic controllers and 162 people on board. So they got the ambulance all lined up, a whole bunch of them, as many as they could possibly find, knowing they were going to recover more bodies. It's not an easy task because you've got really bad weather, nasty winds, massive rain, and crazy waves. So imagine divers trying to pull up wreckage and people, so remains basically, and just really big swells. I think it's going to take them some time to do that. Sadly, because you had so many people that were all over this, so many families. And remember, in their minds especially, I think, there was the disappearing flight. And there are people with theories of how it could have just popped over somewhere and you didn't know where it went, even though you tell yourself that's not realistic. So those people were all together, a lot of them, and then they saw the video of the helicopters lowering a diver to the floating body, and people just literally that were all together in the room fainted. You had about five or six people that fainted, and that had to be really rough to see that. But on the other hand, I would think at least in the end when they go back and they think about it, there's closure. There's closure for them. And they know, and then hopefully they recover everyone they can, because then they can bury or do what they want with their loved ones, whatever kind of service or whatever they go through. So how about that? I mean, I think that's actually a good thing. It's better from that point of view. But there's still all those unanswered questions. And what we were saying from Sunday was, how is it that these planes disappear? What kind of equipment are there on the planes to track what's happening with them? But now this plane was found, so that's the good news there. Most of the people on board were Indonesian. There was a Brit. There was a few other people from some other countries, but most were from Indonesia. It's been a very, very rough year for air travel. And this was just a short hop. It was like a two-hour deal. And it should have been an up and down kind of thing. And then, of course, obviously, it turned out to be nod. It turned out to be a fateful crash. Because we turn the calendar coming up here, new laws will kick in. Some of them people will like in various states, and inevitably some people will hate some of the new laws, but it's a fact of life. That's what happens. The new year will start with a raise for some people, and we're talking about minimum wage. Minimum wage jumps up January 1st in 21 states and Washington, D.C. Fast food, retail workers, they're seeing this. So they're seeing a raise in minimum wage. Historic, really. We haven't seen anything like this in a while. And depending on where it is, for example, you know, we're talking maybe it's somebody is making the federal wage is $7.25. So you've got states 29 that are going to have a higher minimum wage than the federal, and in some cases $9, in some cases $10, in some cases even much more than that. San Diego is raising, for example, its minimum wage on New Year's Day from $9 to $9.75, with other increases that have been put in place. Coming up, Seattle and San Francisco, $15 is what their minimum wage is. Los Angeles is jumping up significantly, too. So pretty big for people that are working in certain, you know, in certain jobs. And it just depends on the state how much it is. And they estimate about 3 million people are affected by this, about 3 million. So that's pretty, I would say that's pretty big, a pretty big payday for some people anyway. And then it becomes a question of, since the states did it differently, budgets and where the money is coming out of the budgets and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's going to be interesting to see when we have this new Congress come in, because, you know, then you have federal grabs versus state. And I think I've said this plenty of times on America Tonight. For me, it's more about the states than too much government overreach, because just in my own personal experience and people around me, I've seen that, yes, I don't want no government, but often when there's too much government, things really get gunked up, don't they? They really get screwed up. So I'd much rather take my chances state-wise than the other way around. And speaking of L.A., because I briefly mentioned that they were going to see minimum wage shoot up, a little bit of an earthquake, 3.9 in Los Angeles, which is really nothing. You know, 7 would be the big hit, and anything 6-something, but you can still feel a 3.9. 12 miles off the coast of San Pedro, and it happened in the afternoon, just after like 3:20 in the afternoon. So there would be some people that would be able to feel that, and Seal Beach probably, maybe Long Beach, they could feel a little bit of a shake. And people who are Californians, they get it immediately, because I live there. They know exactly what they're feeling when they feel that crazy shake. I think you never get used to it when you live there. Hey, coming up, we're looking back at some of the big topics that we talked about in 2014. Of course, terrorism was huge, cyber wars and all of that. And also, Dr. George joins us. She was on a couple of times talking about Obamacare and what it did to her practice and what she thinks are alternatives for people who feel like they can't afford the health care they currently have or where it's headed in the future. So hang with us. All of that's coming up. And plus, at the tail end of the hour, make sure you call in Nail the Score playoff style. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Talking about Sydney, Australia, our pal Jack Alexander giving us all the details from Australia. How do we see these so-called red flags? And what is it that we can do to defend ourselves, I guess, or certainly somehow figure out who the lone wolves are that we keep talking about? That, and it keeps cropping up more and more here in the United States and, of course, in other parts of the world. Patrick Poole joins us now. He's a national security and terrorism correspondent for PJMedia.com. Patrick, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So you saw what happened in Sydney, and of course, details were slow coming out. And then when we realized what the deal was here, and now some of the stories that we've heard of his past and things that he had threatened people with and all that kind of stuff. So we come back to that same thing with the lone Islamist, jihadist kind of terrorist. So the question becomes, really, how can we see these things coming toward us?
Well, that's a fair question. I think that's one of the questions they're asking in light of this incident in Sydney. But as I've been pointing out here over the past couple of weeks and detailing, in virtually all of these terrorism cases, whether it's the United States or whether it was the two incidents up in Canada back in late October or now the Sydney incident, almost universally, all of these actors are already known to law enforcement at the time that that an incident actually happens, as was the case here in Sydney, where, in fact, the hostage taker, Sheikh Haran, was on bail on two separate felony charges, one in the murder of his ex-wife, who was stabbed and burned to death. And then the second case was he had more than 40 sexual assault charges pending. Mm. And in both these cases, he was on bail. And even the Prime Minister of Australia said today, you know, well, why was this guy out on bail? Well, I mean, you know, you're Prime Minister. That's the question you need to ask. So time and time again, law enforcement knows who these guys are. They just, for whatever reason, I would argue it's a large measure of political correctness that the law enforcement authorities just won't act.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, saying that when you talk about political correctness, that's shocking. 50 counts of sexual assault, burning the ex-wife, that's crazy, and then dropping the ball on it. So political correctness, is it going to get us killed?
Well, in virtually all of these cases, it is getting people killed. You know, you have two victims in Sydney in the two incidents up in Canada. You had two army officers killed, one who was run over. Two were run over, one died, and then you had the shooting a couple days later right in front of Parliament at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And the litany of cases I've detailed at PJ Media here in the United States where, for instance, you know, Major Nadal Hassan, the Fort Hood killer.
Yeah.
The FBI was reading his emails to Al-Qaeda cleric Anwar Awlaki in real time. And now we know the content of those emails after his court-martial trial. And we know that the very last email exchange was about him killing fellow soldiers and the religious justification for doing so. So, you know, a lot of these terrorism experts use this lone wolf, and politicians, by the way, and I'm a bipartisan critic in this regard, use this lone wolf moniker to try and throw up their hands and say, well, there's no way for us to know, you know, it's entirely random, and there's nothing we can do about it, so give us another $40 billion to help solve the problem. And that's just, at this point, it's just not enough. I think people are realizing that these government agencies who turned a blind eye to these guys, you know, in the case of Sheikh Haran in Sydney, I was speaking with a friend of mine who's a native of Sydney and asked him about it. And he heard that the reason why he was out on bail was because he was an Islamic cleric. In any other situation, he would be sitting in prison. So we need to, we have means to be able to address this problem, but because of political correctness, we've created these barriers and boundaries so we don't have to deal with the 800-pound gorilla sitting on the couch with us.
I like that, barriers and boundaries, which we need to tear those down. We're speaking with Patrick Poole, who is a national security and terrorism correspondent for PJMedia.com. And notice, too, a lot of these attacks and some of the things that are happening are getting bolder and bolder. Does it feel that way to you?
Absolutely. The operational tempo of these terrorist organizations, both in their operating areas and what they're saying about what they intend to do in our areas, you know, here in the American homeland or in Europe or in Canada or in Australia, I mean, things are increasing. We saw it today with the Tariqi Taliban bombing of the killing 100-some-odd students in northwest Pakistan today.
Mm.
And Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula bombed a school bus of schoolgirls and killed 20-some-odd schoolgirls in Yemen today. And the question that personally I ask is, when is it going to come here? All it takes is for one of these guys, a U.S. citizen who's fighting with these terrorist groups in Syria and or Iraq, returns home, and the Obama administration has established a policy that they're allowed to come home, and there's no penalty for them engaging in whatever acts. They can come home and commit an act of terrorism, and you know, the experts will all be wringing their hands yet again, saying, "Oh, you know, there was, you know, this was unpredictable. There's nothing we can do about it. Give us more money."
Yeah, and as you said, it's interesting. if you turn that equation around, you're right. It's like a smokescreen for sure, especially when you think of some of the things, you know, remember the whole dump of metadata and all the stuff that we found out about who was being tagged in the U.S., calls, all that other sort of thing, with the Ed Snowden release of information. And yet that's happening, but what, we can't keep tabs on somebody like Major Nidal Hassan, as you said, clearly disturbed, clearly they were looking at some of what he was writing, but yet then they didn't follow all the way through. I mean, there's somebody that should, they should keep a close eye on.
And it's important in the Major Hassan case, the FBI field office in San Diego, who was tasked with following Anwar Awlaki, they wanted to pursue the case, and it was FBI headquarters who came in and shut the investigation into thing down. And after the Fort Hood incident, there was no repercussions in the FBI. All of those people who made those decisions got promoted. And the only people who were punished in the Major Nidal Hassan case were these low-level Army people who, if they had even dared spoken out, I mean, we had video of Major Hassan giving his infamous PowerPoint presentation where he justifies killing his fellow soldier,
right,
ironically, and people being outraged. If any of those officers had spoken out against it, it would have ended their careers.
Wow.
Because they were being Islamophobes. I mean, this is the prison house of political correctness that's been built around this issue. And as we saw this week, as we saw today, it's getting people killed.
Yeah, so Patrick, you think the answer is obviously you're writing about it. A lot of us are talking about it. The more it starts to marinate, perhaps we see a change. But, I mean, you're talking about really coming up against, as you said, some big barriers.
Well, you know, I spend about half my time in Washington, D.C., and the one thing that politicians respond to is heat. You know, if people just – and you know, when I go around and speak to community groups, people immediately get this issue. I mean, it's not hard to figure out. I mean, it's basically the New York, D.C. media bubble, political media bubble, where they – you know, where they wring their hands and come up with all kinds of excuses. So unless the American people start turning up the heat on their politicians, and again, I'm a bipartisan critic in this regard, the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats with a lot of this stuff, it's going to continue happening, and one day it's going to end up being, elementary school in Peoria, Illinois, not Northwest Pakistan.
Yeah, boy, and that'd be a scary, sad, sad day. Patrick Poole, great stuff. We'll talk to you again. PJMedia.com. You can check them out there. Thanks.
Thank you.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
Hard to believe it's the one-year anniversary of Obamacare. Yep, 1 year since enrollment in Obamacare actually started. So as we roll up on this anniversary, what kind of a grade are all of you giving Obamacare? We certainly have heard from you on a lot of personal stories and adventures in healthcare. And in our virtual green room, you can hear her laughing already, we have Dr. Elena George, who knows all about what it's like to be on the other end of this and see what's happening with patients and people's frustrations and the doctor's frustrations. Dr. George, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
It's my pleasure.
So let me just ask you an open-ended question, and be so honest with us. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, what would you give Obamacare in its first year?
Too bad 0 isn't one of your responses that I can give.
0?
Yeah, it's awful. I mean, I knew it was going to be bad, but I had no idea how fast and how far the healthcare profession could fall due to this change.
Yeah, and when you say how fast and how much it fell to you, what's the worst thing that you've seen that really is just so disheartening to watch?
Where should I start? I'm a solo practitioner. I see patients every day in my office, and it's over the past 3 months, especially in the last month, there's been an acceleration of dissatisfaction from patients who are trying to make appointments to see me. And it's because their insurance, the fact that they carry it, doesn't mean that they're able to afford to come to be seen. And this is like a moving target for us. And my office is very astute at following insurance guidelines, figuring out what the patient, their responsibility is, et cetera. But we can't even keep up with this. So it started off 10 years ago when I opened my practice where someone had insurance, they'd pay a copayment, and it would be over. They'd be seen and no problem. Now they've actually reversed it. So if a person has a deductible and 9 times out of 10, they now have a deductible, which means they have to come up with a certain amount of money before the insurance kicks in at all. And then they have a co-insurance now where they have to kick in a separate pot of money. So they might come in with a deductible of $10 for, a co-payment of $10, $25. But then they have a deductible up to $1,500 that they actually have to meet before the co-payment kicks in. And it turns out that after they met their $1,500 is maybe another $2,500 that they have to meet on top of that before the insurance kicks in at 100%. So I'm having people literally cancel their appointment at the window because they realize they can't afford to be seen. So this is killing my practice, and I'm not alone. This is happening all across the country. It's happening with specialists, with primary care, and the hospitals are now getting a taste of this. So when they tell people that the cost of health care is dropping, they need to be honest and say the reason why is because people are not using their health insurance. That's what's happening.
So isn't this defeating the purpose? I thought it was all about wellness, wellness. We were too obese. We need to get happy. We need to get happy and healthy and get rid of the rates that we're having, the obesity rates and what's going on with cholesterol. So it's having the opposite effect, it sounds like.
Absolutely. And I think all you have to do is listen to Ezekiel Emanuel. He came on TV maybe about a couple of weeks ago and said, there's no reason to live past 75. You know, you're just taking up resources. You're not contributing, and basically you should end your life. That's the attitude. They should have been honest about their attitude from the beginning. And they were very subtle about, you're right, everything is sweetness and light. We're going to help people. When it comes down to it, the real meat of this healthcare reform is there's a finite amount of money. There's a lot of people who we can't afford to take care of. So now we're going to cull who we want to. And that's going to be the people who are seniors, people who are really sick, and people who basically have no money and have to enter the Affordable Care Act system. Because they're being, you know, they're being shunted into Medicaid, which barely any doctor takes at this point. So you can come in with your Medicaid card, but you're not going to be able to see anybody. And if you do, are fortunate enough to see a doctor, all the restrictions on medicines that we can give you, procedures that we can do for you, are cut out by the Medicaid system. So this is not a system of health. It's the absolute opposite. And I always joke with friends and I say, if they write a bill in Congress, just remember it's the opposite of what the bill is called. So Affordable Care Act is actually the unaffordable and non-care act, if you really want to, you know, slice it and tell the truth about it.
And you and I have talked before, and I know you care about the patients. So what do you do? Before, you were trying to help people, and but you have to make a living. So what do you do to try to, I don't want to say game the system, but figure out a way to survive through this obstacle course?
Well, and it's become obvious to me that I cannot be in the, I know I can't be in the Obamacare system because it's counter to my Hippocratic Oath, but it's now becoming really obvious that I really need to opt out or offer an alternative to the commercial insurance. And what I found now is that there's a way to make the system work for you. Under the Affordable Care Act, there's a tenet called health sharing, medical cost sharing. And that is allowed under the system. And what that means is there are companies across the country who actually pool their resources where it's a consortium of like-minded people and they share their medical expenses. It's not insurance by definition. And in that sense, it's a good thing. No pre-certifications, no gatekeepers. It's just people who literally want to take control of their own pocketbooks, share their cost of health care, and they're able to get discounts. This is what nobody understands, and they've been led down the path of if you don't have insurance, you won't survive. But in actuality, as I said before on your show, it's cheaper to use fee-for-service medicine, free market medicine. I can take any of my patients in Georgia, for example, and send them to urgent care centers where it's $135 flat fee run by board-certified emergency medicine physicians. People can come to see me in my office. They don't have insurance, and we work with them. We barter. We actually have a sliding scale. But now I realize if people do the medical cost sharing, there's a company called Liberty Healthcare, HealthShare, which is awesome because as a doctor, I don't have to take a fee that I can't survive on. My patient can afford to see me without questions asked. For example, the most expensive policy that they carry is $199 a month with an out-of-pocket of $500 per year, and it will cover you at $1 million per occurrence per year.
Wow.
I get paid 160% of Medicare rate, which is double what I'm getting paid now. I'm happy. I would love to see these patients. I tell everybody in my who comes to my office who can't afford it, this is what you need to do so I can continue to take care of you. And it's much cheaper than using insurance. If you add a supplemental policy like Aflac or Mutual Omaha, where you can get covered for catastrophic heart attack, stroke, ICU care, you can actually be paid to take care of yourself and still spend a fraction of what they're costing you. And if you're a small business like I am, I'm covering my employees now with Liberty HealthShare and Aflac, for example. And now I can afford to actually take care of my employees and still stay open. So there's a parallel track here that everybody needs to know about.
Why do you think, I was just going to ask you that, why do you think people aren't flocking to it? Because it's ridiculous. You know, most people, I don't care where you are, middle class, would you say, let's say the majority mm-hmm. or people are middle class, and there, all those things that you said that you're talking about are happening to them, where like the deductible is something like $6,000 or whatever the amount mm-hmm. is. Is it just because they don't know and they just think, well, I have to have health care, like you said, so I have to get it. What am I going to do?
That's exactly right. You know, the media drives a lot of this. We've been hammered with the thought of if I don't carry insurance, I'm going to go bankrupt, or I can't be seen in a hospital, I'm going to die. Yep. That's what they've said this for over a year straight, every single night on the TV, never asking a doctor who actually works, not doing academics now, but actually sees patients every day. If they had bothered to ask us, we would have told you how to do this, and it wouldn't have cost people millions of dollars at this point, and for the privilege of covering, what, about 5 million more people? They ruined the entire healthcare system to literally offer access to about 5 million people. It's ridiculous what they did. But I'm not interested in playing this game that it's never going to win. So I think if patients and doctors literally start talking with each other, get together, and start using this alternate pathway, we won't have to worry about being stuck in a system that's designed to make us pay into it, never use it, and when we really need it, have them push us into hospice. That's what the system does. And it happened to one of my coworkers, where her dad got admitted to a hospital with a heart attack, and they wanted to put him in hospice. The man was totally viable, and he had Obamacare. As soon as they stabilized in the ICU, they literally wanted to transfer him to another hospital. Unbelievable. And he didn't survive this. And I'm convinced it's because of the care that he got. It was, oh, he's not going to make it anyway. Let's just make him comfortable. That was the attitude. I'm not interested in being in part of a system like that. I really recommend that everybody that's listening in your audience go to libertyoncall.org. Take a look at this. It's a choice that if you don't know, you can't literally make a good choice. And look what's on the other side. You'll be amazed how much care you can get for how little money you'll have to spend, and the quality is there. It's now become a two-tier system, honestly, where if you do what you're told, you're going to end up spending a lot of money and be very unhappy. And if you think outside the box, you're going to be amazed that it's like you expect medicine to be, where doctors spend time with you, where they can actually conference with you and decide what your care is, not what you're told to give in terms of evidence-based medicine and all this nonsense, this algorithm-driven medicine that they're coming up with.
Yeah, good stuff. Great advice. Dr. Elaine George, as always, fun to have you on the show. A zero for Obamacare. I love it. Thanks, Dr. George.
My pleasure.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
A handful of playoff games this weekend. Where will it all end up? Thank goodness we have Matt Johnson working with us, because over the little break, over the holiday, he was lifting even more weights. Because the computer is even that much bigger. Let it rip, Matt. Oh, my, oh, my. The Ravens taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I love this matchup. It's a Sunday night affair. Kicks 8:15 Eastern on the Peacock Network. And you think of Pittsburgh and how they got there and what's happened with Ben Roethlisberger. Plus, and you wonder about... You wonder about Bell, their running back, and will he be there? Reportedly, Le'Veon Bell has been working out and feels good, and they say he didn't do anything damaging structurally to his hyperextended knee. There was concern over that. But as an insurance policy, the Pittsburgh Steelers signed another running back because they knew they had to have somebody in the game and just in case Bell wasn't ready to go. He's a difference maker. If he's there, at least on the ground, being able to move the ball a little bit, I think that'll make a big difference for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So the game is the Steelers hosting the Ravens. What happens in this game? I got a cool factoid for you. I'm going to throw it on you in a minute or two, but 855-266-5283. Come on, knuckleheads. I know you're awake out there. 855-266-5283, or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Sharon, if you're listening, nobody nailed the score last week, sadly. I was thinking it was going to be a good week for that somebody would nail the score, but that didn't happen. By the way, the running back is Ben Tate. That's who the Steelers picked up just as a backup. But I think Le'Veon Bell is going to be in the lineup. It looks that way anyway. So my guess is the Steelers. I'm going with the Steelers. And my final score is 28 to 21. Steelers win this, but it's not a complete blowout, and the defense shows up on both sides of the ball. Matt, what do you think happens here?
I'm definitely torn on this. I think it's going to be a very close game, and I think it's going to come down to a final second field goal to win it, something like that. I'm going to go with the Steelers because they are at home. Steelers 17-16.
17-16 Steelers. I like it. I think it's going to be a close game, too, so you may be even more on target than I am. And whenever these two teams play, it can get wicked wild, especially with the playoffs, because certainly they have been there many, many times before. What's interesting is when you look at both sides of this ball, you look at Ben Roethlisberger versus Joe Flacco and what he can do. And I'll tell you, I think Roethlisberger lately has turned it on to just another level, which he's so capable of doing in the playoffs, that Ben is the big factor. Ben is the difference maker, scrambling for a first down, converting a first down on a third, maybe even a third and a little bit longer. The Steelers pull this out. I just think the Steelers find a way to do it. Pete in Texas. Pete, you get the first crack at this phone-wise. What do you think happens, Pete?
Hey, do the Steelers play in the house or are they outside?
They're playing in the house at Heinz.
Oh, okay.
It's outside, though.
Oh, yeah, outside stadium, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's covered, right?
But it's an outside stadium, so it's not covered, no.
Oh, okay. 28-19 Steelers.
28-19 Steelers. I like it. Yeah, you know how it is back east, especially in like a blue-collar town, Pete. People are going to get rained on, snow up their nostrils, and they're going to still show up to that game.
Yeah, you sit through that mess.
No, I don't like to. I'm like you. I'm a Texan now, so I'm going to Jerry's World. It's standing room only. I'm going back up to the line to get another martini if the weather turns bad.
Sure, weather.
Yeah, forget it. There's no way. Pete, I love it. Have a happy new year. Thanks. It's been a long time since I was that hearty fan. I have done that. I have sat in some miserable weather before. Not snow, though, I have to say. Jack from Down Under checks in, and he says Steelers 21, Ravens 14. So also going with the Steelers. Let's go out to Grim. Grim, what do you think happens in this game? Do you like the Steelers, or do you like the Ravens coming in to do some damage?
Well, you know who I want to see. I want to see more of Terry's antics. Did you catch this commercial?
Yes. After you said that, I did a little Googling, and of course you can pop it up easy, yeah.
It's going to be great. I'm saying Pitt 38, Ravens 27.
38-27. 7, Pittsburgh. So far, Grim, that you just add to the total. Everybody is going for Pittsburgh. Happy New Year to you, Grim. And everyone, by the way, listening to us here across America in those nooks and crannies. If you want to weigh in, it's very easy. Wake up. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like Keno numbers. Or bingo numbers. I just got a bingo machine. How did I end up with a bingo machine in this wild, crazy gift exchange with my family? But anyway, so it's like random bingo numbers. Just pick a side, either the Steelers or the Ravens, either Pittsburgh or Baltimore, and what you think the final score is going to be. You can send us an email, but it's only good for the next couple of minutes till the top of the hour. America Tonight. AmericaTonight.net. Got this one from Flyboy who says, Kate, why is everyone picking the Steelers? Doesn't anyone believe in the Ravens? For goodness sake, John Harbaugh has been amazing as the coach. That's the other Harbaugh. Has been amazing as the coach of the Ravens. They've had to weather their own adversity. And I think they're going to surprise a few people. It is always tough when these two teams play, but I like Baltimore to win this. And I think the final score is going to be 42-38 in favor of the Ravens. The defense will be there in the beginning, but then it'll be more of an offensive. I was just going to say, he's saying it'll be more of an offensive juggernaut. That's a lot of offense when defense wins championships, let's face it. And because you're in the second season, that's what it is. It's one and done, and all these guys know it. And they leave it out there. And I think you really see defense step it up, too. I mean, it doesn't mean you can't find a hole or somebody has a bad game. But at this point, at this level, I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be that high. I mean, in fact, I worried that maybe my score was too high because I said 28-21. And, of course, you never know. An injury or two or maybe more than the injuries. Heading into, you know what the injuries are, unless somebody's injured on the field. But the turnover factor is so big. Turnovers, you know, something, whether it's an interception or a fumble or whatever it is, if turnovers happen and then points are scored on that, then quickly it can slide away. 855-266-5283. You have to call quickly, though, because you're not really going to have time to get in. So send me an email, americatonight.net. What do you think?
I think it comes down to Pittsburgh's offense against Baltimore's defense, because I'm not that impressed by Baltimore. They don't really have that good of a running game this year. And Steve Smith is always a competitor. I like him. Torrey Smith's pretty good, too. But I think it's going to come down to, because the Steelers have two amazing receivers, Antonio Brown and then Martavis Bryant, who is just
Martavis Bryant, this
huge guy. He just goes up and gets every ball thrown to him. And I think it's going to come down to which it's either the Steelers' offense or, and then, I mean, Le'Veon Bell, too, but hopefully he can play. It's going to come down to the Steelers' offense against the Ravens' defense, and I think whoever wins that battle is going to win.
Antonio Brown, you know, talking about him, 13 touchdowns, almost 1,700 yards.
I don't think the Ravens' offense and the Steelers' defense, I don't think those aren't the strengths of those two teams. I think it's, you know, strength versus strength, which is, you know, Steelers' offense versus the Ravens' defense.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's going to be a fun game to watch, that's for sure. I love those night cappers, and it's on NBC, like I said. Thanks to everybody who called in for Nail the Score and several of you emailing us, too. Don't worry, I will get it in, I promise you. Happy, happy, happy New Year, everybody.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness,
sadness and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.